Good morning. This is Lavinia and Clementine with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Sunshine Coast Pride Fair Day is taking place on Sunday, 29th of March, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Kings Beach Amphitheatre in Caloundra. This rescheduled flagship event offers a free all-ages celebration featuring live entertainment, a pet parade, markets, food trucks, and a circus program to celebrate Queensland's regional LGBTQ+ community. The lineup includes the Andrea Cohen Trio, Chocolate Box, Galleon DJ, and more you can check out via the Sunshine Coast Pride Instagram.
In other news, the Australian Medical Association of Queensland has criticised the state government's proposal to scrap drug diversion laws, saying the decision was based on ideology rather than scientific evidence. The three-strike program, launched by the former Labor government, allows those caught with small quantities of certain illicit substances several chances before facing criminal charges. First-time offenders receive a warning, while second- and third-time offenders are offered placements in a health practitioner-run diversionary program. Earlier this month, Police Minister Dan Purdy said the government was cracking down on, quote, a gateway to addiction and criminal offending, end quote, by removing the three-strike policy. The Australian Medical Association Queensland, AMAC, has criticised the decision. In a parliamentary submission, they said doctors, quote, overwhelmingly support a health approach to drug use rather than criminalisation of patients, end quote. They also said, quote, this is a concerning feature of the Crisafulli government's approach to life-saving programs, including pill testing, and we urge it to set aside ideology in favour of science, end quote.
In national news, a major economic breakthrough, Australia and the European Union are set to sign a free trade agreement that has been decades in the making. The deal is expected to provide Australian exporters with unprecedented access to European markets and allow for deeper collaboration on high-tech military equipment, such as uncrewed systems. Analysts suggest the move is a critical step in diversifying Australia's trade partnerships and bolstering national security during a period of global economic instability. Meanwhile, broadcasting across the country is expected to be significantly disrupted tomorrow as ABC journalists and staff prepare to go on strike for the first time in 20 years. Roughly 60% of employees rejected a three-year pay offer, citing concerns that it fails to keep pace with inflation or address the rising use of artificial intelligence in the newsroom. The 24-hour walkout is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, with unions warning that live television and radio programs will be inevitable casualties of the industrial action.
In international news, four ambulances belonging to a Jewish community organisation in North London were set ablaze in what UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has called a, quote, deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack, end quote. It took place in Golders Green, a neighbourhood in London's northwest that is home to a large Jewish population. The ambulances belong to Hatzolah, a not-for-profit volunteer organisation that responds to medical emergencies. Starmer described the incident as deeply shocking and said on X, quote, my thoughts are with the Jewish community who are waking up this morning to this horrific news. Anti-Semitism has no place in our society, end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers later today. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, there's always further to go. You're listening to The Anteroom on 4ZZZ.